Glories to Sri Radharani, the beloved of Madhava, and most worshipable of the cowherd girls of Gokula Mandal. Decorated by the dress of Lord Damodar's increasing ecstasy, you are the lady of the house of Lord Hari and the groves of Vrindavan. From the ocean of Rishabhanu has arisen a new moon, which is overwhelming the qualities of Lalita and Vishakha. O goddess, your qualities are described by Sanaka and Sanatan Rishis and by Sanatan Goswami. Please bestow your mercy upon me. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rasmad Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvi Bhura Deha Bhedam Gato Thau Chaitanya Kyam Prakatam Adhunatha Dvayam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dhyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Leva se bhava angikara kari sadhilena nija bansha goranga sri hari. Therefore, Lord Gauranga, who is Sri Krishna himself, accepted the sentiments of Radha and thus fulfilled his own desires. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of the four kinds of reciprocation of loving service, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, Madhurya is considered the fullest. But the conjugal relationship is further divided into two varieties, namely Swakya and Parakya. Swakya is the relationship with Krishna as a formally married husband, and Parakya is the relationship with Krishna as a paramour. Expert analysts have decided that the transcendental ecstasy of the Parakya mellow is better because it is more enthusiastic. This phase of conjugal love is found in those who have surrendered to the Lord in intense love, knowing well that such illicit love with a paramour is not morally approved in society. The risks involved in such love of Godhead make this emotion superior to the relationship in which such risk is not involved. The validity of such risk, however, is possible only in the transcendental realm. Swakya and Parakya, conjugal love of Godhead, have no existence in the material world, and Parakya is not existed anywhere in Vaikuntha, but only in the portion of Goloka Vrindavan known as Braja. Some devotees think that Krishna is eternally the enjoyer of Goloka Vrindavan, but only sometimes comes to the platform of Braja to enjoy Parakya Ras. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, however, have explained that Krishna's pastimes in Braja are eternal, like his other activities in Goloka Vrindavan. Braja is the confidential part of Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna exhibited his Braja pastimes on the surface of this world, and similar pastimes are eternally exhibited in Braja, in Goloka Vrindavan, where Parakya Ras is ever existence. In the third chapter of this epic, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explicitly accepted the fact that Krishna appears in this material world at the end of the Dwapara age, of the 28th Chaturyuga of Vaivaswatu Manu, and brings with him his Braja Dham, which is the eternal abode of his highest pastimes. As the Lord appears by his own internal potency, so he also brings all his paraphernalia by the same internal potency, without extraneous help. It is further stated here in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Parakiya sentiment is existent only in that transcendental realm and nowhere else. This highest form of ecstasy can exist only in the most confidential part of the spiritual world. But by the causeless mercy of the Lord, we can have a peep into the invisible Braja. The transcendental mellow relished by the gopis in Braja is super excellently featured in Srimati Radharani. Mature assimilation of the transcendental humor of conjugal love is represented by Srimati Radharani, whose feelings are incomprehensible even to the Lord himself. The intensity of her loving service is the highest form of ecstasy. No one can surpass Srimati Radharani in relishing the transcendental mellows qualities of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord himself agreed to assume the position of Radharani in the form of Lord Sri Gauranga. He then relished the highest position of Parakiya Ras as exhibited in the transcendental abode of Braja. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dhari Anyonye Vilasi Rasa Aswadana Kari. Radha and Krishna are one and the same, but they have assumed two bodies. Thus they enjoy each other, tasting the mellows of love. The two transcendentalists, Radha and Krishna, are a puzzle to materialists. The above description of Radha and Krishna from the diary of Srila Swarup Damodara Goswami is a condensed explanation. But one needs great spiritual insight to understand the mystery of these two personalities. One is enjoying in two. Sri Krishna is the potent factor and Srimati Radharani is the internal potency. According to Vedanta philosophy, there is no difference between the potent and the potency. They are identical. We cannot differentiate between one and the other, any more than we can separate fire from heat. Everything in the absolute is inconceivable in relative existence. Therefore, in relative cognizance, it is very difficult to assimilate this truth of the oneness between the potent and the potency. The philosophy of inconceivable oneness and difference propounded by Lord Chaitanya is the only source of understanding for such intricacies of transcendence. In fact, Radharani is the internal potency of Sri Krishna, and she eternally intensifies the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Impersonalists cannot understand this without the help of a Mahabhagavat devotee. The very name Radha suggests that she is eternally the topmost mistress of the comforts of Sri Krishna. As such, she is the medium transmitting the living entity's service to Sri Krishna. Devotees in Vrindavan therefore seek the mercy of Srimati Radharani in order to be recognized as loving servitors of Sri Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally approaches the fallen conditioned souls of the Iron Age to deliver the highest principle of transcendental relationships with the Lord. The activities of Lord Chaitanya are primarily in the role of the pleasure-giving portion of his internal potency. The absolute personality of Godhead Sri Krishna is the omnipotent form of transcendental existence, knowledge, and bliss in full. His internal potency is exhibited first as sat or existence, or in other words, as the portion that expands the existence function of the Lord. The same potency, while displaying full knowledge, is called chit or samvit, which expands the transcendental forms of the Lord. Finally, the same potency, while playing as a pleasure-giving medium, is known as hladini, or the transcendental blissful potency. Thus, the Lord manifests his internal potency in three transcendental divisions. Eka eve chaitanya gosai rasa asvadite doni hoila eka jani. Now, to enjoy rasa, they have appeared in one body as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Iti lagi agi kori tara vivarana yaha hoite haya gwarer mahima katana. Therefore, I shall first delineate the position of Radha and Krishna. From that, the glory of Lord Chaitanya will be known. Radhika hayena krishner pranaya vikar swarupa shakti hladini namayanhara. Srimati Radharani is the transformation of Krishna's love. She is his internal energy called hladini. Hladini karaya krishne anandasvadana Ladinira Dwarakari Bhaktira Posana. That Ladini energy gives Krishna pleasure and nourishes his devotees. Report. Srila Jiva Goswami has elaborately discussed the Ladini potency in his Priti Sandharva. He says that the Vedas clearly state only devotional service can lead one to the personality of Godhead. Only devotional service can help a devotee meet the Supreme Lord face to face. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is attracted by devotional service, and as such, the ultimate supremacy of Vedic knowledge rests in knowing the science of devotional service. What is the particular attraction that makes the Supreme Lord enthusiastic to accept devotional service? And what is the nature of such service? The Vedic scriptures inform us that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is self-sufficient, and that Maya, nescience, can never influence him at all. As such, the potency that overcomes the Supreme must be purely spiritual. Such a potency cannot be anything of the material manifestation. The bliss enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be of material composition, like the impersonalist conception of the bliss of Brahman. Devotional service is reciprocation between two, and therefore it cannot be located simply within oneself. Therefore, the bliss of self-realization, Brahmananda, cannot be equated to devotional service. In his thesis, Bhagavat Sandharva, Srila Jiva Goswami explains the potencies of the Lord as follows. The transcendental potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by which he maintains his existence, is called Sandini. The transcendental potency by which he knows himself and causes others to know him is called Sambit. The transcendental potency which he possesses transcendental bliss and causes his devotees to have bliss is called Ladini. Today, celebrating the auspicious appearance of Srimati Radharani, Sri Radhastami. On this day, it is important that we understand, according to the Shastra, exactly who Srimati Radharani actually is. Otherwise, we find that most people, they chant Jai Radhe, and they have some sentimental conception of Radha Krishna's Leela, but they have no grasp or concept of the spiritual nature of the divine Leela of Radha and Krishna. This is called sahajya. Sahajya means to cheaply think that you can enter into the divine Leela of Radha and Krishna, or to just believe it is beautiful stories that we can just sing and dance about all of the time. Of course, there is some purification through that process, but if we want to actually understand these topmost spiritual subject matters, we cannot approach them with our own sentimental feelings, but we must first understand through the scriptures and through the acharyas of what is the spiritual gravity of the divine Leela of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. In fact, Radha and Krishna are unapproachable by anyone who has any material attachments within their life. The divine pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna are the enactments of the pure spiritual bliss of the spiritual world. Therefore, we must approach the pastimes of Radha Krishna not cheaply, but we must approach them through the process of vidhi bhakti, which means through following the strict principles of the acharyas. By controlling our senses, by engaging in the humble service of the spiritual master and the sadhus, and by learning from them gradually what is spiritual life. We must first understand the difference between the body and the soul. And then we must understand the various features in which Krishna appears in this world. Krishna says, janma karma cha me divyam evam yobeti tattvata. We must understand the transcendental nature of Krishna's appearance and activities in this world. And how do we understand? We must understand the subject. Krishna explains, tadvati pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upatekshanti te jnanam jnaninastata darshi. If you want to understand the truth, you must approach a guru, you must inquire submissively, and you must render service to the spiritual master. In this way, the spiritual master will reveal knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. So when we are discussing the divine lila of Radha and Krishna, we are discussing the ultimate, the summum bonum of the absolute truth. We are discussing the highest knowledge, even within the realm of transcendental knowledge. So therefore, we must approach according to how the great acharyas are teaching us. And in this way, we can gain actual realization of the divine mercy of Srimati Radharani and Lord Sri Krishna. So here it is being described that Krishna, he is the Param Brahman. Arjuna has said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitramitam Uttamam. That Krishna, you are the supreme Brahman, you are the supreme purifier, you are the abode in which everyone is residing. Everything is within you, and you are within everything. Krishna is sarva karana karanam, he is the cause of all causes. And it is being described here by Swarup Damodar Goswami that one supreme absolute truth, for the sake of eternally enjoying divine pleasure, expands himself into two forms, Radha and Krishna. Radharani is considered the Hladini Shakti. Hladini means the pleasure-giving potency. This means that there is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Some people think that Radharani is the greatest devotee, but that in of itself is very inaccurate. Radharani is Krishna. She is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All the potencies and glories of Krishna are similarly within the personality of Srimati Radharani. But although they are one, they have separated themselves into two for the purpose of ecstatic, loving reciprocation. Because in order for there to be pleasure of love, there must be a lover and a beloved. Therefore, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and Srimati Radharani is the supreme enjoyed. Krishna is the supreme master, and Srimati Radharani is the supreme lover of that supreme master. Therefore, bhakti, or devotional service, is the divine property of Srimati Radharani alone. And it is only through her mercy, through her grace, that anyone can approach Krishna, because as Krishna says, bhakti atvana niyashakya aham evam vidorajuna, it is only by pure devotion that I can be approached. It is by no other means. try to understand that the loving affairs of Radha Krishna, there is nothing material. How is it possible? After all, great brahmacharis and sannyasis throughout history have given up all material pleasures, have given up their families, have given up their wealth, have performed severe tapasya simply for a glimpse of Brahman or the realization of the spiritual existence of the Lord. We see even great kings like Bharat Maharaj, how they renounced their kingdom and they became very, very simple, living in the forest, performing great tapasya, simply to try to understand Brahman or the spiritual existence of the Lord. So here we find Krishna, who is Param Brahma, the Supreme Brahman. Do you think he will be attracted to any material pleasure? This is a very crazy assumption. Therefore, the pleasure of Sri Krishna is on a purely spiritual divine platform. And therefore, we must understand the relationship of Radha Krishna as the ultimate expression of love of God for himself. And as the aspiring devotees who are trying to gain entrance into the loving service of the Lord, we must approach very, very carefully and very much according to the authorized instructions of the great acharyas. This evening, we will celebrate Radhashtami. This evening, we will have a nice festival. We will describe the nature of the appearance of Radharani, and we will also discuss the nature of the land of Vrindavan, which is the Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She is the queen and controller of Vrindavan. But this morning, for just a few minutes, I believe it is most important, far more important than hearing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, to understand the proper approach to Radha. Some people, they go to Vrindavan and they just Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, and they think they will reach Krishna in this way. This is not the process. Krishna is not so cheap. You're talking about the highest realization of Godhead, millions of times higher than realization of the Brahma Jyoti. We must understand that there are various levels of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is divided into two parts, vidhi bhakti and raga bhakti. Vidhi bhakti means you do not have love of God, and if you think you do, you're completely insane. Love of God means you cannot have love of God and even a tinge, a particle of material attachment in your heart. Real love of God is only when we become completely purified from the bodily conception of life. So if we are not on that platform, we must understand that we are on the platform of vidhi bhakti. That means the process of devotional service through regulative principles. That means you must accept a spiritual master and you must be disciplined by him. You must be disciplined by following the regulative principles and by performing tapasya under his instruction. Krishna says in Gita, Ragadveshiva Muktaishtu Vishayanandriyaishtiran, that by following the regulative principles of freedom, one can obtain the complete mercy of the Lord. Now, after becoming completely purified through the process of vidhi bhakti, one attains a state which is called raga bhakti, which means spontaneous enthusiasm to serve Radha and Krishna, where there is no more any material desires to impede our devotion to the Lord. This is a very elevated stage of consciousness. It is that stage where paramdrishta nivartate, you are simply not attracted to any of the temporary manifestations of the world. You are simply attracted to the service of Radha and Krishna. By practicing devotional service on this platform of Raga Bhakti for some time, then only can you enter into the realm of Prema Bhakti, or pure love of God. So as we emphasize very strongly, especially here in India, we cannot take this subject matter cheaply. It is a great science if we want the real results. Some people, we find, they dress themselves up as gopis or Srimati Radharani and think by playing the role of gopis, then we will develop the sentiment of the gopis. But nowhere in the shastras and nowhere in the teachings of the bona fide acharyas is this ever accepted. In fact, the real acharyas reject this conception. You cannot simply pretend to be a gopi. First, you have to, the gopis are the highest position of pure love. How can you pretend to be on that platform? Either you are a gopi or you're not a gopi. Therefore, a sane person who is properly following the real system, he becomes the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis of Vrindavan. Which means he learns how to properly control his senses and engage all of his activities in the mission of his spiritual master. He takes the humblest position. After all, you can only approach God through utter humility. Does humility mean pretending you're on the ultimate position or to accept the lowest position? Which one? Therefore, to pretend that we are gopis transgresses the principle of humility. We are trying to play the role of the ultimate devotees of the Lord before we can even control our senses properly. Even those who have attained mukti, who are totally liberated from all material desires, they have no access to the feelings of the gopis. You can only attain the feelings of the gopis through utter surrender to the feet of the Lord. When you achieve the blessings and the mercy of the Lord and his servants, then can we enter into these spiritual feelings, not by our own endeavors. So therefore, we should know that if we truly and really want to gain the blessings of Srimati Radharani, then we must take the most insignificant position of being the menial servant of the servant of the servant. In fact, the six Goswamis, they were the Manjaris of Vrindavan who descended into this world. Nowhere do we find the six Goswamis saying, oh, I saw Krishna. Oh, I am seeing Krishna. Yes, Krishna was dancing for me. Krishna was playing his flute for me. The six Goswamis are always praying with tears in their eyes. Where is Radha? Where is Krishna? Do you think that seeing Radha and Krishna is so cheap that they just appear to you? The price of seeing Radha and Krishna is that you must be immersed in separation and longing for them to such an extent that that separation totally pervades your heart and you cannot think of anything else. Therefore, those who are actually on the path according to the great acharyas, rather than talking about how I have seen Radha and Krishna, they are trying to cultivate the intense and genuine feelings of separation from Radha and Krishna. It is only then that Radha and Krishna actually reveal themselves to you. You see, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna are not simply a subject for entertainment. Most people in this land of India, they come to Pravachan more to be entertained than they do to be purified. Therefore, when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was giving Srimad Bhagavatam class for 30 days in Vrindavan, everyone was thinking, he is the highest saint there is. How much nectar we will receive by hearing Krishna and Radharani's Leela. And he simply spoke for the 30 days on the first verse, explaining the difference between matter and spirit. And most of the people went away because they were disappointed. He is not giving us the nectar. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he very purposely did this. That you, until your senses are purified, you cannot taste the nectar. Until your senses are completely purified, Radha Krishna's Leela is just a story that's completely way over your head. It's like describing PhD mathematics to a kindergartner. It might sound very nice, but you have no conception of what it is. Therefore, to hear the divine Leela of Radha and Krishna is certainly purifying, but it must be very much in conjunction with the basic principles of Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we find that Srila Prabhupada, he is translating for the world these very, very high subjects of the verses of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, but he is also giving elaborate purports, which are describing the exact position and condition of our consciousness and how to elevate it. So therefore, to actually be the real servant of Srimati Radharani and to really attain her divine blessings, we must become the humble servants of the servants of the servants of the servants. If we really and truly want to gain her divine blessings, we must approach her through the via medium of the recognized sadhus and the spiritual master. And gradually, step by step by step, they teach us how to become free from ahankar, false ego. Even the great devotee Narottam Das Thakur, he was living in Vrindavan. He was constantly exhibiting the symptoms of ecstatic love. But how did he pray? These are the greatest acharyas, how they pray. They're not saying, oh, I saw Krishna in dream last night. Oh, Krishna danced for me. Oh, Krishna. The great acharyas, they are praying, they are longing, their eyes are filled with tears, their hearts are just like fountains of emotion. And what is their prayer? When, oh when, will I be free from all material desires? Only then will I see Vrindavan. Only then can I even approach the divine Leela of Radha and Krishna. He Radhe Brajadeva Ke Chalalite He Nanda Shuno Kato. And the six Goswamis, they are praying, where's Radharani? Where are you, Krishna? Are you at Govardhan? Are you at Bamsivat? My heart is simply longing in separation for you. So we must cultivate these feelings of separation. We must cultivate the feeling of yearning and longing for the divine service of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. And these divine feelings of separation, they awaken within our heart only by the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And that mercy is coming through her representatives. And therefore, on this holy day of Radhastami, we should be very much sober and at the same time joyful to, on the order of Guru, assist him in his divine service of giving pleasure to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. On this day, of course, we can pray to Srimati Radharani. She is the giver of devotion. She is the giver of love. Our prayer should be that Srimati Radharani O beloved of Sri Krishna, by your causeless and infinite mercy, by your kindness, kindly allow me to gradually become purified by engaging as the servant of the servant of the servant of your devoted servants. There is no prayer that is more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than this. And if we offer this prayer with a deep and sincere desire to actually live according to this prayer, that is the greatest gift, that is the greatest offering we can offer on this auspicious day of Radhastami. So everyone, please come this evening. We'll have a nice celebration. The bhajans and kirtans will begin at 4 o'clock. Hare Krishna.